But for you to join this firm, didn't you represent National Bank of Tulsa against Utica National Bank, and Dick Saunders was representing Utica National Bank?
That's right. It was over the formation of a bank called Southeastern Bank. Dick represented the applicants for the new bank, and I represented the protesters for the new bank. So Dick and I were trying this bank hearing in Oklahoma City. We'd gotten along very well. At the conclusion of the hearing, as luck would have it, I won. I had the better side. That's usually the case. And he said, let's go to Beverly's and have some chicken on the way out of town. Beverly's was a very prominent chicken joint in Oklahoma City. We spoke over dinner, and he said, have you ever thought about changing your employment? And I said, well, yes, I have. I was thinking about leaving the firm I was with at the time. The reasons are unimportant, but I was thinking about leaving. He says, well, why don't you meet me and my partners on the 12th floor of the Atlas Life Building on Saturday morning, and we'll talk about that. I said, okay. I showed up on the 12th floor of the Atlas Life Building, and the partners were Harold Stewart, E.J. Derner, Harry Moreland, and Dick Saunders, and they were all there. As luck would have it, by the time I left the meeting, I was a full partner in this law firm and had my name on the door. How that ever happened, I don't know, but it was all because Dick Saunders wanted me.
Harold Stewart became an icon in this town.
That's correct.
And what do you remember about Harold Stewart?
He's a great guy. He was charming, well-connected, had been a former Common Pleas judge, and was a former Undersecretary of the Air Force. And probably more important than anything else was the son-in-law of W.G. Skelly. And he made the best of it. He married Joanne Skelly.
She was the daughter of W.G. Skelly.
That's correct.
Who was a famous oil man in this town. She married Harold Stewart in 1938. Weren't they the couple? Certainly one of the big couples in this town.
That's right. They were very prominent, socially and politically.
He had quite a war record, and then he was an intelligence officer in Norway.
Yes, that's correct.
And he adopted two children from Norway who are living today.
Yes, Rondi and John, both fine people.
Was he a friendly person?
Very friendly. Very friendly. He never met a man he didn't like.
So you felt comfortable here with him on that first meeting then?
I did. I'd met him before. Everybody had met Harold Stewart.
He was 94 when he died.
Yes.
You joined this law firm that had once turned you down.
That's correct.
And you enjoy gigging them about that, I'm sure, over the years.
Oh, yeah.
You? Right.
I certainly have. But none of those people are alive today.
No, but they heard their share of it while they were living. Were you a trial lawyer then as you came into the firm?
Well, I became a trial lawyer. You're just not a trial lawyer. You have to be in the trenches for quite a while before your firm will turn you loose to be responsible to try a case. And so I became a trial lawyer after a lot of mistakes, I'm sure, and good fortune, good luck. I put my nose to the grindstone. I was working 60 hours a week practicing law and trying to make a name for myself and to help my law firm. And I'm not working like that anymore.
No, but here at 84, you still maintain office.
Oh, yes. I'm still here at 8:30 every morning and leave about 5 o'clock, and I'm still busy all day long doing something. But I'm not trying any jury trials anymore. That's for younger people.
You did general practice then?
General practice.
But then you did become a trial lawyer.
That's correct.